Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 112, episode 4 of Der Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. Wow.
Thank you.
You guys already know you're in for a treat. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America, share consciousness, and say, officially, off the top, fuck the Koch brothers.
Stop.
And fuck Fox News.
Mean. Wait, what was it? I didn't know this was that kind of show.
It's Thursday, December 12th, 2019. My name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. I'm your only Jack. I'm not your only Jack, but I'm a little glowing Jack. But really, I'm not actually your Jack, but I am. Jack O'Brien with the Daily Zeitgeist Podcast. Who watches over you? Make a little Zeit Gang in your soul. That is courtesy of James Cornwaddle. Long walk, baby. Long walk.
There's a lot of choice lines.
I'm all about the long walks.
Who watches over you?
And I'm thrilled to be joined today by my special guest co-host, Jamie Loftus.
I'm going to miss it. Okay. Can you feel that?
Oh no.
Hot takes. Miles isn't here. Jack is here, but Miles isn't here. Miles isn't here. Miles isn't here. Jack is here. Jamie's here. Daddy's that guy's done. Thank you so much.
Wow. That was a full body experience.
Was it worth it?
That was amazing.
I wrote that one myself.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Miles isn't here. Jack is here, but Miles isn't. That's going to be stuck in all of our heads, I think.
It's
going
easy
forward
to switch out, too, for the next time you're not here.
Well, we are thrilled to be joined in our third seat by the hilarious and talented Muriel Montgomery.
Hello!
What's up?
Hello, I'm so excited to be here.
We're so excited to have you. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah. I love that song. That was really great.
Oh, thank you so much.
What song was that?
Well, I know you were. I had to ask Jack before we went in. I was like, what's the name of the band?
Was that the Awa'a song?
That's Awa'a. Yeah.
Okay. What a drum solo.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. I could have kept going.
Yeah. Muriel.
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm great.
Good.
Very good.
You're from the Los Angeles area?
I'm from Seattle.
Seattle? Yeah. Okay.
Originally.
Uh-huh. Aha. Yeah, same as yesterday's guest, Nick.
Yes, my husband.
What?
Yes. We met in high school.
Oh, really?
We did.
Oh, my goodness. That's so adorable.
I've known him for 20 years.
Wow. Holy shit.
Yeah. We've been married for, well, we've been together for 14.
Yeah. This is our first back-to-back spousal guests.
You must make everyone you know feel bad about how enduring and beautiful your love is.
You just have to hang out with us so then you won't feel bad.
We do not like each other.
No, we like each other. You know, it's cool. It's cool.
How long have you been in the Los Angeles area?
I've been out here for 6 years.
All right.
Yeah. So,
it's official.
Yeah.
You are an Angeleno.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. First, we're going to tell our listeners a couple of the things we're talking about today. We're talking about Time's Person of the Year, Greta Thunberg.
Yeah. What a majestic cover.
The best.
Oh, my God.
The I stand wave. A queen.
You have to.
And it allows us to say, fuck you, Zuckerberg. You're not the youngest anymore, dork. we're going to talk about the Afghanistan papers. We're going to talk about Bernie blindness and just the state of the primaries. The primaries?
Primaries.
Is that how they would say it in England, if they had primaries?
Primaries?
The primaries.
Primaries.
The primaries.
It is the primaries.
Yeah, the primaries.
That MAGA guy who keeps challenging Maxine Waters, losing by 50 points.
Yeah.
Whoop.
Jack.
I'm gonna silence my computer.
I apologize. You get emails.
God, Jesus so many emails. It's just fan mail, you know.
Sorry, sorry, that's my fan account.
That's my fan. Didn't mean to leave it open.
JackOBrienFan@gmail.com.
So, anyways, that guy. We learned more about him. And then we're going to talk about Tesla and how they deal with whistleblowers at Tesla. It is something else. And then we're going to talk about SAG and Golden Globes. We're going to talk about Metacritic's collating the year-end lists of best movies, best albums. And we have a new record for my favorite Christmas movie trailer that I've ever seen.
I can't wait.
We're going to talk about all of that and plenty more. But first, Muriel, we like to ask our guests, what's something from your search history that's revealing about who you are?
Okay. I went through my search history, and the first thing that popped up was, what is a zaddy?
What is a zaddy?
Ooh.
Okay.
What's the word?
The word is, I don't feel like anybody knows. I was supposed to go do something with that information. Well, they were like, oh, make a list of your favorite zaddies.
Yeah.
And then
that's a fun homework assignment.
Right. Mm. And I was like, oh, that'll be fun. And they said, zaddies from TV. And so then I was like, okay, great. I'll do that. And then
Dr. Huxtable.
Yeah. Right.
Coming in hot.
Yeah.
JackOBrienFan@gmail.com.
Yes. Hit me up. Gang.
I came up with Jimmy Schmidt from Tommy Knockers. Because that was like a sexual awakening thing for me.
Okay.
I don't feel like. Apparently, they're also supposed to be an actual dad. Like a
right.
Is that true for I don't think that that's true.
I think that they just have to have dad energy. And that's kind of like that porn comment. Like you know it when you see it.
Oh,
that
interesting.
Kind of thing. I think so. I don't know. I think that, I mean, like Alfred Molina, I think, is a great example.
Yeah. Of a zaddy who doesn't have kids, actually?
No, he does have.
Oh, he does.
He has a daughter. He loves her so much.
But he just has
much.
Dad energy.
Yeah.
Dad energy.
Okay. Yeah. I was confused because I'm getting called zaddy, but I'm already a dad, so I just didn't know which it was.
I mean,
you know?
It's kind
People
of
are
it can be
calling
that.
Me that.
You talk a lot about how it's hard for you.
Yeah, it's hard because I'm like, wait, are you calling me zaddy because I have dad energy or because I actually have kids?
Just like in the lobby talking about it, hoping someone will ask you.
We just learned that Billie Eilish's father may be a zaddy. I don't know. Super producer Anna Hosnier, big fan. She's kind of got a... I'm a big fan of Anna Hosnier, but also she is a big fan of Billie Eilish's father.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not for me.
But I get it.
Look it up. It's Anna posted it on her Twitter, and it's, what is it, Sporty Spice t-shirt, mm-hmm. David Letterman, which is like, oh, did we lose you?
David Letterman beard vibe.
Right. And then, but like a cooler version.
Yeah,
I was
like,
wait,
is David Letterman hot? And everyone was like, no. Like, yeah. Jumped down my throat like I was a fool for asking that question.
Yeah.
Anyway, Zaddy. I think we're all smarter on the subject of Zaddies now. Yeah. Thank you. What is something you think is underrated?
Underrated, what I came up with is that I think making your own turkey stock for gravy, if you're going to make gravy, ooh, making your own stock.
How do
it's
you
like,
do that?
Because you just make it with bones. And that's the thing that your gravy tastes like. And I don't think people know that.
No, bones?
It tastes like all the good, like, bones, like, connective tissue.
Right.
What?
Yeah.
Like, gravy's, like, the biggest thing about it should be the stock.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've been getting fights with people about that.
So much of cooking is boiling bones.
It is.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
My mother-in-law is, you know, has all the old timey Korean recipes, and so much of it is just bones boiling on the stovetop for like days.
Yeah, it's like the collagen.
But then it tastes fucking incredible.
Yeah.
Did not realize that.
Yeah. Wow. It's important. It's important.
Yeah. Okay. Turkey stock is actually underrated, I'd say.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. It's flavorful because people think about chicken stock, they think about beef stock.
It's like right in between.
Right in between the two.
It's right in between.
Nice and salty.
It's cheap to buy all
flavorful.
The bones.
So every time someone has said there's stock in something, they're just saying there's bones?
Yeah, there's bone juice.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Like,
oh, no.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Well, that's too bad.
Well, it can also be, I thought it was also like the stuff that gets baked off when you're like baking a...
So that's part of it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like definitely like all
the drippings.
The drippings.
Which is a gross
the
word.
The drippings?
It's a huge part.
Bone drippings?
Why don't people talk more often about the drippings? Drippings?
One bowl of your finest bone drippings.
Amazing. If you roasted chicken and you want like a treat, if you take the drippings, the drippings and the
and
fat.
Just shoot it back.
Put it in a bowl and keep it in your fridge and then use that fat to cook things in, and it's delicious.
Right.
Yeah.
Like in a pan.
Yeah.
Like as instead of butter or
yeah,
whatever
exactly.
you eat normally.
Yeah.
Yeah. It congeals. Though.
Yeah. It does.
Yeah.
Wow. So many delicious words.
Yeah. Congealing drippings.
Congealing
drippings.
What is something you think is overrated?
Lana Del Rey's cover of what the hell's that song? I wrote it
Norman
down.
Norman fucking Rockwell?
No.
Oh.
Doing Time, the Sublime cover that was
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, well, speaking of my husband that was on this show, that's like his go-to like 9 times a day song.
No. Oh, really?
Like the Turn It Up song. And
I've been
like really like just being an awesome partner and like totally just like tolerating
dealing
it.
With it. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like,
is your husband a zaddy? That sounds like something a zaddy would. That's a zaddy opinion.
I mean, he's not a dad, he's a zaddy though.
But he has the zaddy.
I feel like zaddy energy.
He's got that zing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Where my dad will do that sometimes where like he will find an artist, like a female artist covering a song that's for dudes and then being like, I'm a feminist.
Oh, that's really fantastic. Okay. No, I think his motivation is he just thinks it's the best song ever done.
Yeah.
Just keeps going like, it goes so hard.
Right. I love that album and do not like that song.
Yeah,
I'm like, why is this happening in the middle of this album?
It's really just
overreaching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just seems like it's like a funny idea.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, what if I covered this like shit song, but like made it all Lana Del Rey-ish.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just not.
Yeah.
It's not it.
It reminds me of the type of thing that would happen if you were like surrounded by people who told you your ideas were awesome.
Yeah.
Right.
So
yeah.
Just like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. You'll make a great album with just a shitty song right in the middle of it. It's like, God, you're really, your instincts were right on for
100%.
Most of this.
Yeah.
Sorry, Nick. Not it, buddy. What is a myth? What's something people think is true you know to be false?
Okay. This is a lot of this is anecdotal, but I think I have a lot of evidence. I don't think that anybody goes to the dentist regularly. Oh, I don't think that they do. And I'm saying, because I'm afraid of the dentist.
Yeah.
And so I try to take very good care of my teeth, and I never go. And I hadn't gone for like 6 years, and I had all this like weird shame about it. So, yeah. And then I finally, like, I got insurance this year. I waited a whole year.
Right. Congratulations.
I feel like really like empowered by it. Like,
yeah.
And like conquering this thing. And I have been talking about it because I'm trying to like process, like, oh, I feel kind of like I'm lame for not going or whatever.
Right, right.
Every adult that I talk to is like, oh yeah, I haven't been in 15 years.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I feel like there was something written about that not too long ago too, about like how the 6 month checkup is kind of like a cash grab scam.
Is it?
Kind of thing.
With doctors?
I'm fairly sure. I'll have to double check, but I think that there was like a recent like well-regarded article about how like you should go maybe like once a year, possibly even once every 2 years, but once every 6 months is kind of like a cash grab kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Are we talking dental or medical?
Dental. Yeah. I don't think medical. I think
every
medical.
6 months? Is that what
That's
they
what
say?
That's what they told me.
That's what I did as a kid.
What?
Yeah.
And like,
as a kid, why would it matter more? I'm just realizing that my assumption has always been, yeah, but kids' teeth are more important than adult teeth, and that's not
true
at all.
No, they got the disposable ones.
Yeah, they have disposable teeth. There's just pop out.
Yeah.
Yeah, kids basically have nature's dentures.
Yeah. My teeth were so clean that he told me I almost didn't even need to
have
a cleaning.
Do you floss? Are you a person who flosses?
I floss.
You have incredible teeth. Thank you.
Yeah, wonderful teeth, but I would probably have said that people who floss regularly are a myth at one point in my life. But then I worked with Soren Bowie and Daniel O'Brien, and they had like competitive dental checkups and like flossing. It was really bad, but they were like oh, she said my teeth were like the cleanest she's ever seen. And they'd be like, whoa, that's funny because she told me the same thing.
Oh, wow. Wait, do they have
the same dentist? Yeah.
Oh my God.
They like recommended one recommended a dentist to the other, and then they got really competitive.
That's
about
like
her.
My nightmare. Like literally they took my x-rays and I cried.
Right.
Like, I can't. No.
Yeah.
That's great.
How are your head bones? All good?
Yeah, they're like nice. Amazing. I aggressively brushed off a little bit of my gum in one place. So
oh
they were
my
like,
God.
You have to chill out with how amazing you are.
Wow.
You're too
excited. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I got too excited.
So
yeah.
You are all about dental hygiene, but not all about the regular dental checkups.
I mean, I'm just saying that I think that people tell you that there's a myth. I think the myth is that we all do it. Like it's a reasonable expectation that we all go 2 times a year and that everyone does that. And literally everyone I talk to doesn't do that.
No one doesn't.
Yeah.
And in fact, I would go even further. If someone said that they did, I'd be like, weird. Like
weird that you would lie about that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
or
weird
that
like
you
do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a power play right there.
Yeah.
Like,
huh.
Like, weird.
Okay.
Just trying to figure out why you feel the need to lie.
I feel like the second I did that, though, like one of my teeth would just fall out.
Right.
And I would be like, okay, cool.
Oh, God. That's a thing that can happen. Like people just like crack a tooth.
Oh, I have dreams about it all the time.
Well, I have dreams that my teeth fall out. Like they just like start falling out.
That's
as
a
I'm,
stress
like,
dream.
To,
that's like, that's classic.
Terrible.
Yeah.
I have a dream that I'm constantly losing a baby.
Oh my God.
Just a baby?
Yeah. Like
scary.
It's in a house and I'm like, oh, I can't remember which house it's in. It's like walking
left
up.
Left that baby in a house.
The worst.
Oh, man. I have that reality, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Constantly misplace my baby.
I was
going
to say, I didn't want to trigger you, but it sounds like something that's
always misplacing my baby. Let's talk
about my baby.
Way too much pep for that statement. Am I right, guys? Where did I leave my baby? Let's talk about Greta Thunberg.
Yay!
Okay. Times Person of the Year.
Yay!
Making her the youngest ever recipient. I love her outfit on the cover. There's nothing special about her outfit. It's not like a bad outfit. It's just what you would be wearing if you're a person who doesn't think about really what you wear on a day when you were getting dressed like any other ordinary day. And like there was no photo shoot or anything. Yeah. Just like,
And it's kind of funny because it's like, I think like Dan and I were talking about this earlier. Like I really like how she's always like, don't
idolize me.
Yeah.
And then everyone's like, no, queen, we have no queen, choice but to stand. Yes. And so it's like she kind of has to do, like, you're not going to turn down Time's Person of the Year, but she still kind of like does it super on her terms where
right.
yeah. you can see Time is kind of pushing back by being like, but what if the waves are cresting over right. you, queen?
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm wearing an XL hoodie. I borrowed it from my parents. Like, leave me alone. I have yeah. a protest to get to.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Is it true somebody made a statue of her out of tires? Is that true?
What?
Or was somebody joking about that? Yeah, like, maybe that was a Twitter joke that I took seriously.
I feel like that would be more of like an aggression than right. like an honoring thing.
I mean, the more she tells people not to stand,
right.
the more people cannot stop erecting monuments to her. So
yes.
No, it's good. I think it's great. And the picture is, I think the cover is like funny because
yeah.
it seems like the two parties are going for different things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's
they
fantastic.
Had to like trick her into posing for this photograph.
Right.
I think.
She's like, it's just a tight shot, right?
Right.
It's not, you're not going to do the waves on the cliff. And they're like, no.
She also looks like she's about 8 years old. She
yeah.
looks very,
she is
very
a child.
Tiny in that. Yeah.
Did you have any people that you wanted to be the person of the year?
I'm great with this.
I'm yeah. good. I'm good with this too.
I'm rarely good with Time's Person of the Year.
I mean,
I'm good with this.
They fuck it up so often,
right?
But yeah, this seems this is you can't argue with it.
Although
I saw some people saying Baby Yoda should be Person of the Year.
What
yeah,
is?
Cool.
What am I missing? What is that even? Is it?
Thank you.
What is that from?
I haven't seen it. I'm not going to see it.
Is it from that
the
TV
Mandalorian.
Show?
Okay.
It's from Star Wars Helmet.
Star Wars Helmet, the TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. People really like Star Wars Helmet. They love to talk about it. I feel like Star Wars Helmet, and there's a baby, and he's got to save the baby. Amy Sedaris shows up.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's everything that's happened.
Yes.
That's spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
You gave it all away, though.
Wow. Yeah.
They put an actor I have a huge crush on in where I can't see him the whole time.
Who's that?
Pedro Pascal.
Oh, yeah.
They put him like, what?
What are you guys doing?
Hello. Anyways, yeah.
Okay.
Has no one seen it?
No.
No, no, no. Miles has watched like a couple episodes and likes it a lot. So he would be defending it, but
I
he's
love
not
a helmet.
Here.
I so. Love it. Well, yeah, as the song stated, Miles is not here.
Yeah, that's all he has said is that he loves the helmet.
Miles is love the helmet. Yeah. You gotta love the helmet.
What's so good about just the helmet?
The helmet is really incredible.
But Time does manage to fuck up the cover by it's their Time Person of the Year is Greta Thunberg, The Power of Youth.
Oh my god, it's so gross.
Time.
So icky.
I know.
God.
The
power of youth. That's like, give me your blood.
No, right?
No, thank you.
Give me your blood.
Do you think the photographer asked Greta Thunberg for a vial of her blood?
Right.
Just out of curiosity. Yeah.
The life force of young people. all right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zai Gang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this,
I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back. I know. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah. The Afghanistan Papers. Oh, this boy. Is like our, I've heard it called our Pentagon Papers. The Pentagon Papers was like the papers that were leaked that revealed that the U.S. government didn't know what the fuck they were doing in Vietnam
right.
the whole time and were just like lying to everybody. Mm-hmm. And that's actually a part of the story of the war in Vietnam that I feel like has been sort of written out. We just like know about the protests, but there was a lot of the government just coming back and being like, no, no, we're making progress. We're making progress. We're mm-hmm. making progress. And like the next thing you know, we've been there like 7 years and that war was way deadlier. There's a million North Vietnamese people killed, 700,000 South Vietnamese and 50,000 American soldiers in Vietnam.
But the numbers on these are still really like shocking.
Still horrifying. Yeah, right. Yes. Yeah. So in Afghanistan, 2,300 U.S. soldiers have been killed, 20,000 wounded, 140,000 Afghan lives lost. That's, and the war has been like from the start, basically, the military leaders have been like, wait, why are we here? Who are we fighting? Like the Taliban, kind of. But then the Taliban is also friends with the people who are supposed to be our allies, who are supposed to be like helping build a country. And it's just a fucking mess. It's... And then they keep coming back and being like, we're really turning a corner, guys. We're going to turn a corner here. It's happening.
It's so absurd that it's been, what, 18 years now, right? Like how long has it
yeah,
been?
18
yeah,
years.
18 years.
Yeah. Wow.
And it's, I mean, I like these papers and all the details are very upsetting. I'm glad that they are coming out, if only to remind people that we are still at war.
Yes.
I feel like there's like some people that just truly, it's not widely covered enough and they don't think about it. And and so like these numbers, I mean, to me, they were like, holy shit. Like I knew we were at war, but the details are so horrifying and they're so brutally undercovered.
Yes. So the people who were like reporting back to the media that we were making progress behind the scenes, basically from the start, just saying we don't know what the fuck we're doing. Some of the stories from Afghanistan that made it out like after these papers were released, the New York Times reporter Nicholas Kristof, or I guess he's now a New York Times opinion columnist, mm-hmm. said he knew we were in over our heads in Afghanistan when he found out that farmers in Afghanistan would set up fake Taliban training grounds so the U.S. would bomb those and then the farmers would go out and collect the exploded U.S. munitions, like these, you know, millions of dollars of weapons that the U.S. was dropping and sell it for scrap metal. It was basically like they were just like finding ways to get scrap metal, and the U.S. military was fooled by these like dioramas that these farmers had created. Isn't that?
Wow.
There's also a translator who worked with the U.S. military, and the U.S. military came to rely on this translator. He was just like really well-liked and friendly, and the U.S. military just was not interested in teaching anybody how to speak the language. But this person would add like a 95% fee on top of any payment that went between the military and the people he was translating for, like the people in Afghanistan who the military was paying. He would just like add hundreds of dollars on top of it.
Yeah.
And they said after 18 years of war, like he is still interpreting for the military, or was up until very recently, he's one of the richest people in Afghanistan.
Wow. Just because the US military is Ugh, it's so, and it's frustrating because it's like a lot of it is just like they're inefficient. They're counting on people not thinking about it and not remembering. And it's like people are still getting rich off of it. Like,
all the
spoils of war boys.
Yeah, exactly. There's millionaires and billionaires who are getting rich off of the weapons, off of, you know, all sorts of different things in the U.S. as well. So, you know, it's It's fucked up.
So disturbing.
Yeah.
I mean, most of this stuff is stuff like I hadn't heard.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I'm aware of the war, but definitely not the specifics.
It's like, yeah, I think it's just coming out now that everybody involved, like top to bottom, was like, yeah, this is not working at all.
I mean, I'm glad that everyone needs to be kind of reconfronted with it too, because it's been a fucking minute since we've been asked to like consider what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the 2020 primary.
Primary.
So 538 is about to release their like overall model, which was actually fairly good at predicting, you know, the 2016 election, or at least gave Trump the biggest chance of anybody who was tracking. Like the New York Times was like 99% chance Hillary wins.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, actually she has like a 60%
chance. Nate Silver, Mr. Actually himself.
Yeah, Mr. Yeah. Actually was actually-ing it.
Yep.
A couple things. So they did a podcast where they talked about, like, gave some of the takeaways from the model. And, you know, it's not that surprising. Like, Biden is still been just somewhat unshakable. Pete Buttigieg's sort of surge is real. Mm-hmm. Warren falling seems to be real, according to their polling. Mm-hmm. And Bernie is just like rock solid too, in second place behind Biden. And somebody pointed out, they were like, yeah, Bernie seems to be getting very little coverage for how well he's doing. And they were like, yeah, we actually talked to the guy who tracks that for us. And he said he thought it was like his candidacy was being undercovered. And then Nate Silver like came in and was like, no, that's not true.
Actually,
I feel like he's spending a lot of time with ABC News people because like he is just coming in with the super mainstream media takes that, you know, well, it doesn't matter. Like, it's just anything where there's a gray area, he's going to give that, like, it's going to go against Bernie, essentially.
Which is, like, frustrating, too, because that was, like, once his value for how annoying I find Nate Silver to be in his demeanor. Like, he used to be, you know, like, at least a solid perspective alternative.
And yeah.
Now he's just kind of been rolled into, like, you're not really getting much.
Right. I think he like really has a blind spot when it comes to populism in the primaries for whatever reason, because this is what he did with Trump too. He was like, because Trump's outside of the typical political model and he was like not taken seriously by the mainstream media ahead of the primaries, like at this stage, he was like, yeah, he basically said Trump wasn't going to win the nomination, even though he was like way up in all these polls.
Right.
So I'm surprised that he's like falling into that pattern again. But I'm not, because I'm sure he doesn't like get confronted with his failures all that often. Right.
I was like, I doubt anyone's ever told him he's wrong. And besides, like on Twitter, where he has everyone muted, right?
Right.
And also, it doesn't seem like he is the guy to consider anything but numbers. Like national mood feelings doesn't seem to be where he shines.
Yeah. I think that's fairly accurate.
The fact that Bernie is still so undercover, it's bizarre. I mean, it's like, and you know what the motivation behind that could be, but I feel like it's so, I mean, maybe I'm in my liberal bubble, but it feels like a lot of people have been talking about how undercovered it is, and it's not like this, oh, a few people have observed. It's like a lot of people.
Right.
I mean, even in like watching the debates, I was like shocked with just how much coverage people get in terms of just being on the camera. Well, at the last two we were watching, it was like Tulsi Gabbard gets this insane amount of time, and like Yang gets nothing, you know?
Right.
Like, some of that's obviously like debate rules, but it's also like,
it just
seems like whatever is like hot, like, you know, like, I don't know, like a fun news headline is something that.
Yeah. My friend's dad the other day was like, I think I'm into Andrew Yang now.
And then
he like paused for a couple seconds and he was like, actually, I think I just won $1,000.
I mean, this
moved
year,
on with his life.
I like really committed, you know, like to trying to like pay attention to the primaries early this year in a way that I hadn't like in my life. Like, I've always like kind of waited until way later in the season. And like, it's been fascinating, but I love Yang. I've been like so excited.
Oh, you're
about
a Yang gang?
I love Yang. He was one of my zaddies. I put him on my list.
He was on your zaddy list?
I love him.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of the stuff he talks about is just like just even just like it took him talking to like for me to just Google like what a VAT tax is and like how that could solve like, you know, people hiding wealth in like tax shelters and stuff. You know, mm-hmm. like just kind of again, it's like the dentist yeah. thing where you're like, I think everybody knows what a VAT tax is and like how like the universal income like mitigates that and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. But then you start talking about it and it's like, I always think I'm the dumbest person. And then I'm like, oh yeah, like nobody kind of, I don't know. I think it's really interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been writing for the same candidate for a minute, but it's like, I mean, the only thing that you can sort of hope for there in terms of Bernie is that like the grassroots support will hold up and has been like
right.
yeah. still pick. I mean, it's picking up momentum in spite of not being covered.
Are you a Bernie supporter?
I'm like, a Bernie supporter.
You're a Bernie. Yeah. You're a Bernie bro.
I'm a wow. Bernie supporter.
yeah, I think that, like, I think actually his support is kind of outside of the liberal bubble. Like, I think,
I
think the liberal, like, people who are in the liberal bubble are part of the mainstream media and are like just assuming that he's going to go away eventually. But like Bernie's supporters are actually people who are, you know, blue collar and not yeah. actually like in that class necessarily.
Yeah, it's definitely built since 2016. I totally understood the bro critique in 2016, but it's grown.
Yeah, it has grown a lot. It's much more diverse. Yeah.
Well, and like now that everyone's premiums are going up, like we're all like shopping for health insurance for next
right.
year.
I think literally everybody's the difference is now boat. We're all dying.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So. Everything is so much worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do wonder Biden's solidness. I haven't really heard this thesis that much, but I wonder how much of Biden remaining popular, like the media is always like, oh, it's just they've heard of him. They associate him with Obama. But like people are smarter than that. Like I think it might have something to do with the fact that he's been everywhere in the news because Trump is trying to like cheat against him. So that
right.
almost like I think people are taking what their version of electability is into account more than the media is giving them credit for. And yeah. so they're just like looking at Biden and they're like, well, Trump is scared of him, so he's probably electable. So like that is keep making it harder for other people to shake loose his supporters because
yeah.
he's just all over the place.
He's mm-hmm. a safe bet candidate, baby. He right. could die and still be in first place.
Yeah.
it's arguably happening.
Yeah. Like his popularity with black voters, 538 was saying that they like him because they think he can win. And they're like black voters have traditionally been in a position where they need to make alliances and be shrewd because mm-hmm. they're inherently like coming from behind and never getting the benefit of the doubt. So they are, you know, supporting Biden because it just seems like he's the safer bet, especially older black voters.
Meanwhile, Buttigieg remains the Family Guy candidate. I have to remind everyone every time Seth MacFarlane is voting for Pete Buttigieg. Yeah. Interpret freely.
But he is surging like in the early states because he has like he's the actual
the
billionaire the candidate. Like if you look at because of the fans of the Orville.
They are making their way over.
But he's actually he has the most billionaire donors of any candidate and he is, you know, he can spend his money like in those early states. I do think that now that he is being targeted a little bit, apparently he's been released from his NDA from his McKinsey days. So we'll learn a little bit more about him.
Hmm. I'm curious. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Tesla. Let's talk about another.
Who?
Cool dude. Nikola Tesla. No, Elon Musk.
The current war. Oh, this is our view.
I love it.
So the story's been out since March, but they just declassified parts of the police report. And so there was a guy who worked at a Tesla plant and he was in charge of safety. And he started, you know, pointing out that there was an issue with some Tesla batteries that they could have like runaway meltdowns. Mm-hmm. And nobody within Tesla, it really like reminds me, like, it's what I was speculating about with Nate Silver not getting any negative feedback, and it's what was happening in Afghanistan. and it's happening in Tesla. It's like when you're in an organization where negative feedback is discouraged,
yeah,
like you don't get negative feedback, and like so you don't have an actual like idea of what's actually happening. Like in Afghanistan, the military leaders were basically like they knew that they that the heads of the military didn't want anybody to and it didn't want the media to find out how fucked everything was. So they were just leaving like positive reports as they as like somebody would leave Afghanistan. And then the people would show up and be like, oh, this is completely fucked. But then they couldn't, if it was on their watch, they didn't want to go from like positive report to negative report.
Right. So yeah.
Everybody's just covering their own ass. Ugh. And so anyways, Elon Musk was so fond of getting negative feedback that he completely ignored it. The guy eventually was like, this could be a real problem and there are safety issues in this factory. So he became a whistleblower and like leaked documents to a couple of reporters. And Elon Musk found out about that. And
Mr. Musk did not like
it. He did not like it.
Did not like it.
So one of the things they did, and this is where the police report comes into the story, is that they told the police that this whistleblower was armed and dangerous and threatening to like come in and shoot up the factory. He didn't own any guns. So the police, like, the police went to his house, like assuming he was armed and dangerous. And fortunately, yeah, he had already like been having back and forth with Elon Musk and like knew this guy was really like pissed at him. And also he was a vindictive billionaire. And so he was hiding. He wasn't at home. He had like had his wife and kids like fly out to
him. That's the kind thing when you hear these things, you're right. Like, I would leave. Yeah. I'm not gonna stay. Here.
Yeah, so that's what he did. Great. He was at a casino just hiding out.
All right. Smart.
And when the police finally caught up to him, he was weeping and was just like, my life has been completely ruined. They were like, okay, are you armed? And he's like, I don't own any guns. I don't have guns. Like that's And basically, like, so there's this head of security for Tesla, who's like Elon Musk's body man. When, like, he was the person who was, like, the main person that the police were interacting with at Tesla, he was the one who was like, yeah, you got to go find him. He's going to, like, shoot up the place and, like, you know, getting the cops to basically be ready to, like, shoot this guy on sight.
Yeah,
And the police like got a call from him after they went to his house and he wasn't there. And the police were like, maybe we should just call him. And they called him and he was like, yeah, I'm at this casino. Come meet me. I'm not dangerous. And then they got a call from Elon Musk's guy and he was like, did you get him yet?
Oh, my God.
And the cops were like, no, we actually found out where he is. We're going to meet with him. He's like, he's at the Nugget Casino.
And Elon Musk is a loser.
So the cops were like, wait, how did you know that? And the guy literally said, little birds sing.
Oh, my God.
No.
Yeah. Are you kidding?
Because he's a bad guy in the movie.
What
like, he's
fucking more. This is the least surprise. Like, it's so goofy.
Yeah, I know.
That's like the weirdest thing.
What
about
a goofy
it.
Way to ruin a man's life.
Yeah. Right.
Well, also, like, it's just so obvious. It's like, what if Elon Musk could afford somebody who was a little more discreet to be his body man? He's like, did you get him?
did you get him?
There's still a lot of, like,
you found out he was at the Nugget?
There's still, like, a lot of Elon Musk apologist culture going on where, like, everyone's like, oh, yeah, he's a bad guy. And then, like, whatever fucking, supercar comes out, and they're like, actually, I mean, you gotta hand it to him. He has a lot of good ideas. I'm like, can we just say fuck this guy. He's a loser. He needs to be told to his face, Social Network style, that he's a loser.
Right.
Oh, my God.
It's where,
like, he walked around with loose sapphires in his, I think it was sapphires, it's some, like, precious jewel. He walked around with those loose in his pockets growing up. He was, like,
unhinged.
The dad was, like, owned a
Mr. Blood
essentially
Diamonds.
A diamond mine in South Africa, and like so he was like insanely wealthy growing up. He's like the most privileged person ever. Grew up with like just carrying around gems loose in his pockets, like fucking.
Someone needs to drop kick this guy. He's just a. I mean, and just next time, Tesla comes out with a fucking atrocious thing and they want your money, just remember what a fucking loser this man is and don't give him your money.
I had known nothing about Elon Musk. Yeah. I'm just like, this is all, I'm learning so much
so
today.
He's the coolest. I don't know if you saw the video, but he smokes weed.
Dude,
so
there was so that, chill. But I feel like 5 years ago, everyone was like, you know, proto-Zaddy. They're like, right. You know what? Pretty cool. I'm like, you have fallen for this man's Botoxed lies. Yeah. A gross person.
So I know somebody who showed up at a house that he was at, like staying at, and like he didn't answer the door at first. And when he finally came to the door with his girlfriend, he was in a towel and he was like, sorry, we were fucking.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of examples where I would say, hey, let's listen to Azealia Banks, but her account of being at their house,
I think she
was telling the truth.
Yeah.
Like, so, yeah.
That is who my source is, by the way. Yeah. Me and Azealia.
Okay. It was like, if you, you got a source, Azealia, Jack.
Sorry.
There, if you haven't read the Azealia account of what goes on with Elon Musk and Grimes, you gotta. It's just good reading.
How did she get inside his house?
She's friends with Grimes, his
ex-girlfriend.
His ex now?
Oh, did they get back together after they were supposedly?
I'm pretty sure they're still together.
Oh, okay.
I think she was like, wait a second, what about all those blood diamonds? I'm not sure.
Do you know Grimes? She's like an electronic musician who's very talented. She makes good music.
But we can't stand her anymore.
No, definitely not.
2 days ago, Elon Musk takes Grimes for a drive in the Cybertruck. How romantic.
Very cool.
What's the over-under on Elon Musk demanding Roadhead in the Cybertruck?
Oh, gosh.
A 1,000,000%?
Yeah.
Did you see him demoing the unbreakable glass?
Yeah, that was great.
That was my favorite thing.
God bless
very
that.
Very satisfying.
Fuck. I think you literally said that.
So great. Just do a mashup of that and Azealia Banks
rapping. Oh, boy.
Anyway, just quick check in with Omar Navarro. He is the guy who keeps running against Maxine Waters, became sort of famous in MAGA circles because he like runs against her. And it's very easy to become famous in those circles because, you know, there's only like one media outlet and you just do things that are outrageous and trigger libs and people, you know, start to love you. Anyways, he leveraged his campaigns against Waters to become sort of a prominent voice on the far right. And now he just got arrested for stalking his ex. Sounds like a real charmer.
What a sweetie.
Yeah. He offered her money to marry him, threatened to leak her relatives' addresses to left-wing anti-fascists, and threatened her pets. So,
not her pets.
Cool guy.
Oh, Jesus.
She's also like a MAGA. She's a MAGA relationship expert.
What?
Is a thing.
There's a boutique industry we haven't seen.
No,
wow. It's inevitable, I guess.
What's her angle? Do you know?
I don't.
Like what? I mean, what her ideal relationship would be?
Is it masks based?
Yeah, masks.
Masks.
He threatened to pay $25,000 to have her killed. If she wouldn't get back together with him, sleep with him, or at the very least drop the civil court restraining order against him.
Well, that's horrifying top to bottom.
Yeah. So anyways.
That's wild.
Cool dude.
Jesus.
His response was, men in this country get treated unjustly too. You have to acknowledge that. Just because a woman says something doesn't mean it's true.
There's police reports.
Yeah, it's a police report.
He should start a YouTube channel.
Probably
I feel like a
woman
big
police.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, I want to know what he thinks about the Star Wars movie. Sounds like an insightful guy.
I know. He sounds like he has some interesting ideas. Mm-hmm. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Okay.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this.
I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black. Directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R. Under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this.
I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back. And so Metacritic, who is my, I stand Metacritic, fuck Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow.
Metacritic for life.
Okay, King.
Is that too much? Probably too strong. I just use Metacritic instead of Rotten Tomatoes.
Why are you sweating?
Because I'm always sweating. So Metacritic, you know, they assign a number value to reviews as opposed to just a thumbs up or thumbs down. So it's more precise. But they also do a thing at the end of the year where they collate like all the critics' top 10 lists, and then you get like a certain number of points for if you're first place, a certain number for second place, and then just being on the list, you get another amount of points. Mm-hmm. So it's just a good way of like kind of keeping track of what is the most acclaimed movie of the year.
Yeah.
So Parasite is number one. Have you guys seen Parasite?
Oh, it's so
seen
good.
It loved thrice. It.
Yeah. Oh, loved. Three times,
you
really?
Saw three times.
It's so good.
Yes, I love it so much.
It's so good.
It's like the best movie on class commentary I've ever seen.
Yes.
So good. Yeah.
Marriage Story, second.
As we discussed, you couldn't pay me to watch it.
So it's like, did anyone watch it? I just tried to watch it like last night.
I went to this really bitchy coffee place yesterday and there were posters for it everywhere. And that's everything
you
need to know.
Wait, there's posters for it?
They have some weird partnership with this bitchy coffee place near my house.
Weird.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's like really... I wanted to watch it based on the billboards.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was like, yeah, it looks great. And I liked the trailer. And it was the dumbest thing. I was so
really?
Bad. I
oh,
thought
really?
It was like really, really bad. Like unwatchably bad.
I left it on for my dog and my cat when I went out the other day. And I came back and they were fucking... Sonny loved it, so you know it. He's like, Adam Driver is literally everything. Oh my God, I'm exhausted. God.
You're so mean to Sonny when you ascribe him a personality.
All his texts are terrible.
Nothing. I mean, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is number three. The Irishman, number four.
That one was also really stupid.
I was like, do we need a reminder that most movie critics are still white guys?
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was also like, I don't know if this is, I mean, it's whatever, but they're all like the greatest Italian actors of all time.
Right.
And this Italian director, and it's called The Irishman.
Yeah.
And he's a super Irish dude.
Yeah.
And then you go in, and I was like,
Frank Sheehan.
Yeah.
Joe Pesci. Mr. Pasta Meatball himself.
I looked it up on Wikipedia to be like, is they call him The Irishman as a nickname?
No.
And he's like, culturally, like a very Irish man. And I thought, okay, well, maybe. You know, this is going to be just an amazing performance. And then
right.
It's just like straight out of Godfather 2.
Yeah,
like,
but they gave him blue eyes. So.
Which is just
I still haven't seen it, but Who Weekly has been doing a great bit where they keep playing Anna Paquin's one line.
Oh my God.
Like her six words that she gets to say.
Yeah.
And like all the reviews that were written about it that were like, well, her character is silence. You're like, nice try.
Right. It made like literally no sense
oh,
in the
no.
movie. And she's like super sexy as a little child. Like the whole thing is like, she's like compelling to all of the other gangsters.
Oh,
so,
right.
Like,
yeah.
I think the idea is like,
there
oh,
is a weird thing.
Right.
They're
like,
all
like
fawning over her, but
it's like silence is compelling, or it's something that you draw, like they keep like paying attention to.
I'm
but
just
it's like
that's a weird cheat code to use.
Yeah.
I'll probably watch it though.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it yet.
It's I don't even know if it's worth watching, but
I would agree.
I guess I'm curious.
It's really long, right?
It's really long.
It's so long.
That's why
I don't know.
Joe Pesci, I thought,
like
was
Pesci.
Wonderful.
Yeah, Joe Pesci's great.
She's,
yeah.
Do you like Joe Pesci?
I like Joe Pesci, and I learned at a recent Bechdelcast live episode that Joe Pesci is releasing music still as recently as this year.
Wow.
He released something called, I think it's called My Baby, and it's horrific. You gotta listen.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's good. What else is there? There's Little Women. Uncut. I'm excited for Uncut Gems.
I am too. Did you see Good Time?
Yes.
I love
Good Time.
Yeah, I just saw that over the weekend.
Yeah. It's really, really good.
Is Dolomite on this list?
My name is Dolomite. Yeah.
It is not.
Not.
It's. Did you guys see that?
I did.
It's so. I thought it
was a blast. I'm like, Midsommar's on this list, but not Dolomite.
Right. Oh my. I think really your thesis on who film critics are might have something to do with all of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, Joe Pesci's story that's kind of going viral right now is just a tweet from Rod Blackhurst, mm-hmm. who said, "In 1992, I was 12. My dad and I were in the Newark airport. I saw Joe Pesci and recognized him from Home Alone. I went up to him to ask for his autograph. Joe asked me who my favorite actor was. I said he was. He handed me a crisp $100 bill and said, that's the right answer, kid."
Do you think Joe Pesci has an artistic residency at the Newark airport? Is that why he was there? It just seems like where he would just be.
He's so great.
I like Joe Pesci a lot. What else we've got? We got Little Women. We got, I haven't seen Portrait of a Lady on Fire. The Farewell is great. Knives Out, seen that.
Oh, Portrait of a Lady on Fire was the trailer before I saw Parasite. So, you know it's good. It looked like the most European movie ever. Like,
yeah,
it's just
totally
like,
does.
Yeah, it's just like two women on an island. One of them is a painter, and they're just like.
Well, they're running through the moor, like just hills at night in the wind with like. Long
with
white
European
dresses on
bluffs.
And, yeah. God, movies are terrible. Oh, the
it actually looked really good.
Yeah.
And then my boyfriend was really like, when he saw the trailer for 1917, he was like, "We should go see it." I was like, "Are you sick in your mind?"
There's, wait, which one is what? What is
it's
that?
It's another movie about World War One.
Oh, I'm just wait, like, there's I'm another. Sure there's not that many movies about World War One.
There's too many movies about world wars. This is my drag me Reddit page. I don't care. It's there. I don't know.
I'm actually going to be dragging you in the comments of this episode, actually. Oh my God. Lay off World War One, Jamie.
Jamie Loft is drag me. No, I want my Rasputin movie. That's the World War One movie I want.
Oh, yeah.
I don't need
that's
to
right.
see another movie about the Allies, okay? I get it. They won.
I think that looks really good. Maybe me and Isaac can go, or me and your boyfriend can go see it together.
No, name drop.
Sorry.
Yeah, you and Isaac should go.
And then albums, Lana Del Rey is the number one album.
Oh, really?
According to this list.
That surprises me.
Specifically, they say because of her cover of Sublime.
Are you joking?
Yeah, I am joking. But she is the number one album.
Why?
Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds is number two again.
White guy reviewers.
Old white guys.
Angel Olsen and FKA Twigs. I'm on board with both of those.
Yeah, it is a albums. Very like woman singer songwriter heavy list. It's pretty dope. Yeah.
Yeah. Billie Eilish is here. Mm-hmm. Tyler Creator is here. I like that album.
Yeah, me too.
This
Igor.
I don't hate this list.
Yeah,
this
I don't either.
Fun.
I don't hate either list. Lists of good things are good. Generally, I get excited about them.
Do you guys remember when Lana Del Rey was on SNL, like for the first time? Like,
oh, yeah.
10 years ago.
So people thought that was like the worst performance ever.
I thought
ever.
It was so funnily bad. Did you love it?
I thought it was fine.
She kept rolling her eyes.
Oh, yeah.
She was like, I'm so over myself on stage.
Yeah, she seemed not self-confident, but I didn't.
No, I felt for her. I felt.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that she's dating a cop? That's the one
who's
thing
like
where
50.
Everyone's just like, we stand. And then everyone's like, no, we say it in a whisper. We still stand, but we whisper it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, we stand.
That album's so good.
Oh, it's so good. But why is she dating a cop? It's about a cop.
It's
literally about, like,
with a crew cut,
the
no
best
less.
Album of the year is about fucking a cop. Are you kidding me? Cruel.
Well, from really great culture to really, really great culture, Sophie Lichterman, super producer.
Oh my gosh.
Shared with us, so Ion TV, that channel, Ion.
She said that she uses it primarily to watch SVU reruns.
Right.
Yeah.
But they make their own original Christmas movies. And she drew our attention to two that are among the most wonderful trailers for anything I've ever seen.
They're so exciting.
Yeah.
So one is called A Christmas Beauty and the Beast. So the cast is Leah Pipes, Ryan Kelly, Rob Rocco, who I thought was from like a 90s movie, but it turns out he is just the boyfriend with mysterious eyes from the TJ Tuggers episode of I Think You Should Leave.
Listen, he's getting work. The man's getting
work. Hi, I'm Ginger Holiday.
She's the internet's trendiest Christmas princess.
Not a thing.
We are making homemade hair dye with peppermint and holly berries.
But when an irritating accident occurs...
irritating accident?
Oh, her head is on
fire.
It's going
to take maybe 8 weeks to heal.
This bummed out...
Okay, so yeah, she puts hair dye in, her hair gets pink, and then there's a crackling sound, and it burns a little part of her scalp right next to her hair.
Like so little that her hair covers it
yes,
to the naked
easily.
Eye.
Yes.
Easily covers it.
Signs offline, and her popularity plummets.
Will people still love me when they know how I look?
I know this isn't easy.
Her agent thinks he has the answer.
You haven't posted in over a month, so I'm going to show them the real reason why.
My face.
Not your face.
Hashtag Christmas fairy tale. Wait, what's with all the hearts?
You're in love.
I'm in love? Wait, who am I in love with?
Whoa.
Who is this person
I
telling
think
her
I'm
she's
new boyfriend.
In love?
Whoa.
Her agent.
Sorry, that was her agent and also TJ Tugger's guy.
Oh, got it.
Who looks like an agent.
Sorry, this is so complex.
It's really...
So, yeah, sorry to catch you guys up. So she, because of her hideous disfigurement, aka tiny little burn under her hairline, she stopped posting for a month.
Oh, no.
Her agent was like, we got to come up with a reason you haven't been posting for a month. And in walks... some guy.
Some
guy. I guess I'm your boyfriend.
Let's say you have a boyfriend.
I'm the boyfriend.
And?
What happened?
It's just an allergic reaction to some hair dye.
It's not that bad.
Will this fictional fairy tale become a romantic reality? An all-new holiday movie, A Beauty and the Beast Christmas.
I love this.
It is, yeah.
It is.
The fact that he says, what happened when he sees, and it's like not even a noticeable thing.
No, it's like the smallest, like it could just be a slight like blemish.
Right.
And he goes, oh my God.
What happened to you?
I honestly couldn't figure out what was going on for
a
solid minute.
I think we are to believe that in this movie, she, because of this small accident, is the beast.
Right.
Yes.
He is the beauty because he's the other one.
Yes.
Right.
And that the lesson of the movie is that he'll learn to love her in spite of her temporary burn.
Yes.
Yes.
That's brave.
But it's not going to heal for like 8 weeks.
Yeah. Oh my God. Wait, but then there isn't time, just in time for a Valentine's Day sequel.
Right.
Right.
This is amazing.
Yeah, but she's not a Valentine's Day influencer, Jamie.
She's a Christmas influencer.
She's the internet's most trendy Christmas influencer.
I mean, relatable.
Right.
Relatable.
That's a thing?
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes.
Yeah,
for
probably.
Sure.
It's got to be. That was the conversation that went on in the writer's room for this. That's a thing?
Christmas influencer? 100%. 100%.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Internet's most trendy. And her name is Ginger Holiday?
Yeah, I mean, if that's your name, then you kind of, I mean, what choice do you have?
Right.
Right.
If your name's Ginger Holiday, first of all, cruel parents. Second of all, manifest destiny.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then the other one is called Best Christmas Ball Ever. Ooh. And we don't have time to go into it, but let's just say that Christmas ball is...
It's going to be good.
Let's talk about canceling male artists.
Oh, yes. Okay, so this is an interesting story that I found in Jezebel, or the Muse to be more specific. That's kind of just a study of, they've been doing this series on, like, what are the actual ramifications of cancel culture, if any, and just kind of examining what are the actual real-life consequences when these sorts of stories come out. It focuses specifically on male musicians who have been canceled to varying degrees this year. And there you can check out all the specific numbers on the Muse, but it basically just indicates that quote unquote canceling someone, as I think we've already kind of come to learn, doesn't usually have that much of an effect on their ability to make a living. It sometimes changes it a little bit where,
right. You
know, like Louis C.K. doesn't play stadiums anymore. Now he just sells out slightly smaller rooms,
right, exactly.
Still has millions of dollars.
Yeah.
T.J.
Right.
Miller's in a new movie, the whole bit. But
yeah.
As it pertains to these to musicians, they do some really, I mean, Michael Jackson, untouched
by
Leaving Neverland when it comes up. And I mean, kind of unsurprisingly, the musicians get a spike when the documentaries or research is released, and then they kind of just plateau, usually a little higher than they were before. Same goes for R. Kelly.
Really?
After surviving R. Kelly.
That
surprises me, because that was like, I just loved his music forever when I was younger.
Right.
And then like, I knew it was bad and knew it was bad, and then saw the documentary and literally...
Yeah.
Deleted all. I was.
You can't listen to it because his music is.
It's about children.
Inextricably linked to like what his crimes were.
No, yeah. I mean, it's like. And then you start hearing like the metaphors are intended. I mean, it's just like it's for 15-year-old.
He had
girls.
An album called The Chocolate Factory.
Yeah. It's all like candy and dinosaur metaphors and like jungles and space.
But you can see when the documentary is released, there's a huge spike in R. Kelly streams. Then the week after comes out, it plummets, but it goes basically back to where it was before the documentary came out. And it's like a frustrating study to look at, because it just sort of betrays how people behave when no one is watching, you know.
Right.
And while it's like it's such an amazing and like important thing that all these stories are heard, it's kind of discouraging to see that it doesn't have that much of an effect on these men's ability to. I mean, it seems like Ryan Adams took a hit, so that's something. But they study like 10 different musicians, Tekashi 6ix9ine, XX, how many X's were there?
Triple X.
So you can just see basically as things happen, are their streaming numbers affected? The answer is usually no.
Right.
Which is, you know, better, everyone. This is like the one example of like artists not making jack shit from streaming that is positive.
Right.
Yeah, right.
So.
But it is also like this explains Donald Trump. Like
it totally does. Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Like, we can talk till there's no more oxygen in the world about how awful he is, and people are just like, oh, yeah, Donald Trump, that guy. I'm like, tune into him.
I know who he is.
Yeah,
right.
Now I know who he is even more.
So, yeah. Sorry, everyone.
Muriel, it's been a pleasure having you.
Thank you. It's been so much fun and also very educational.
All right. Yeah, you learned about that Christmas special.
I did.
Not to use peppermint hair dye.
I never
I
will.
We all learned something.
And to know that my life is completely devalued if I get a small burn.
Yes.
Small. Maybe
superficial.
Maybe someone will learn to love you. Like, doubtful.
If they're hired to.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. If, as long as they're being paid handsomely. Right. Like, gotta get an agent.
It's not even that bad.
Oh, shit, baby. This is what you were talking about? It's like not even bad.
Like, I'm barely puking. Muriel, where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram for at Hella in Your 30s is my podcast.
Hella in Your 30s.
That is. My husband and I do a podcast together. It's called Hella in Your 30s.
Nice.
We just deal with navigating this dystopian world that we live in by doing things like getting dental insurance for the first time because we can afford it this year and things like that.
Right.
Yeah. So it's very fun. So that's what I would check out.
Cool. And is there a tweet or some act of social media you've been enjoying?
I did. I love my dad on Twitter.
Zaddy?
Yeah, no, Zaddy.
He's your number one Zaddy.
Hello? He's my number one Zaddy. Oh. He's just very, I don't know, he's just the best. His picture is of him on a fake motorcycle from a fair I went to a long time ago that they let you pose in front of to take pictures. So it looks like he's on a hog, like riding this motorcycle, but it's fake. All right. His tweet, this is from 2 days ago. He said, "We already know Trump is a freak. He's really freaking out now. This cat is scrambling down his rabbit hole big time. P.T. Barnum and Boss Tweed trying to make a comeback. Wake up, America."
Wow. Makes you think, Dad.
Makes you think, Dad.
I like it.
Makes you think, Dad should be like a character. Social media. Makes you think, Dad.
Just liberal parents making having takes.
I don't know. It makes you think.
Yeah.
I love it so much.
He's great at that.
Jamie, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter.com at Jamie Loftus Help, Instagram Jamie Cry Superstar. Listen to the Bechdel Cast. My Year in Mensa still isn't on Apple Podcasts. So I guess you can't listen to it yet, which is so frustrating. And also, I wanted to shout out all my Michigan heads who volunteered to go to Shelbyville, Michigan, and pick up a Chuck E. Cheese sign for me. There was like 20 different people who offered to do it, and I honestly still might hit some of you up. So. thank you, Zyte Gang.
And is there a tweet you've been enjoying?
There is. This is a tweet from my bud Cullen Crawford. It just made me laugh a lot. It says, Bob Iger is pronounced the same way as Bon Iver. Bobby Gare.
Bobby Gare.
Bobby Gare. Bobby Gare. It made me laugh so much. He's at Hello Cullen, and everything he tweets is the funniest thing in the world. But Bobby Gare really got me.
That's my favorite tweet. Maybe of the year. A couple tweets I've been enjoying. I enjoyed Miles's tweet saying, this is so dope to be mentioned alongside some legends. Shouts to Zyte Gang for making the show worth doing every damn day.
Yeah.
Because we got mentioned the Vulture this year in Comedy Podcast.
Yeah, you did.
As the podcast with the most episodes per podcast.
Show me the laugh.
Yeah. So, a little backhand, but love it. Branson Reese tweeted, I'm sorry, but you got to be kidding me with Marge Simpson's hair. And I liked that. Saying what we're all thinking.
Yeah.
You can find me on Twitter at @Jack_O'Brien. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes.
Footnotes.
We link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as the song we ride out on. And do you have one?
No, wait.
Oh.
Wait, no, yeah, take it away.
So producer Anna Hosnier is going to bring the heat.
Yeah,
with
I'm in the middle of composing for Santa University. I haven't been listening to a lot of music.
Wait, you're composing a score for Santa University?
I'm actually writing lyrics this year.
Nice. Yeah. Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And this is a track from R. Kelly. No, I'm just joking.
Oh, God.
Could you, I'm that person you're describing. No, I've been, my boyfriend loves reggae, so I listen to a lot of reggae because I'm not allowed to touch the dial. The dial, what am I, 18?
The dial.
Like, what kind of radio station is that?
I'm allowed to choose as well, kind of. But so this song has been stuck in my head for a while, and it's by Turbulence, and it's called Notorious. And maybe if you guys are all reggae heads out there, you know, maybe you've heard this song. Yeah, it's great. I recommend the original 7-inch mix because it just goes and goes and goes and it never stops, and that's all you ever want from a reggae track, you know, never ending. So enjoy that,
Bobby Gare.
That makes me laugh.
This is a beautiful song by Bobby
Gare. All right, well, we're gonna ride out on that. The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever fine podcasts are given away for free.
Yeah.
That's going to do it for today. We will be back tomorrow because it is a daily podcast.
Yeah.
We'll also be back this afternoon because we have an eveningly trending show.
Most
we're talking
apps.
About what's trending. Most apps. Hell yeah. And we'll talk to you guys then. Bye.
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 Hey, let me tell you this again. I could have been one of the most notorious, I got paid by the king, and his grace is so glorious. I could have been one of the most devastating, I got paid by the king, and his love is everlasting. Whoa, burn away the wicked lifestyle, on the wicked image, on the wicked mind and profile. I'm so up to be.
Zyte Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.